tremendous spot here for the yeshiva. We're going to have the Rav come and mechazek us. Really, anything I say is really, I shouldn't be saying anything. I just want to share with you what he said. This Asemis says over a number of times in the Yanni Tanaka, the compassion of the Asemis. But the avoid of Chanukah, we know, is that it's to find the Armitot Bechosha. You have to find the light from within the darkness. It's the whole avoid is that sometimes, even when there's a Yerida, when we go down, we sometimes need to pick ourselves up from within that darkness. Shinus, I don't have it in front of me, I would love to read it to you. The avoid of the Yid is even when they fell, the Shavi Yipol, the tzaddik is become. Even when he falls down the seven times, he picks himself up. It's really the Messiah of Chanukah. The Messiah of Chanukah is to realize the Or Mitzvot Chayshah, that even when there's a Yerida, resulted to that Aliyah. We know that the community at large has gone through a difficult Yerida over the period of time, a difficult Messiah. And many of us, I realize that we're able to pick ourselves up within the Choshech, to be able to find the Or within the Choshech and to come learn anyways. It's a tremendous schus, it's with tremendous mysterious nefesh that the Rav has come tonight, and it's a very, very big schus for us and an opportunity to be able to yonik from the different chizuk that goes in the process.
I don't know exactly the right title, but the pioneer who took it upon himself to launch this Meridiki B'Smedish, this Meridiki program, Ransom should give him a lot of Siyata Lishmaya. We have to follow the footsteps of his great father. Rabbi Mashpia, Torah, Yerushalayim, Chizuk. B'shus, all of those who learn with Mesiras Nefesh, come here, to be mechazik one another, try to talk about Chanukah, and take from it our Chizuk in the dark days that we have today. One realizes that Chanukah is different than any other Yom Tov. We know there's 12 months a year, and the Torah already points out that the 12 months correspond to the 12 Shvatim. Every one of the Shvatim has their own way in Avdus Hashem. There's 12 Shiarim. Every one of the Shvatim have their own Shar, their own way to go, and their own way that they did their Aveda, their own Chelek in Israel, their own stone on the Ephod, their own month. Everybody has their own Aveda. Different being Chanukah, that's in 2 months. Tonight we change months. We change from Kislev to Tevis, which is a big question. How could one Yom Tov, which represents a certain Nakuda, and every Yom Tov represents its own Nakuda, suddenly spread over 2 Chadashim? Which has to bring to our mind a simple solution, that Chanukah has 2 things to it. Because if Chanukah would only have 1 Machshava to it, then it would only be in 1 Chodesh. And if Chanukah spreads across 2 Chadashim, that means there are 2 points in Chanukah. One that has a shaychus to Kislev, one that has a shaychus to Don. And more than that, if we take the Shita of the Arizal, the Gra, And those who go with that mahalach, and most svarim go with that mahalach, that you take the shvatim from Nisan, the chadashim and the shvatim, they start corresponding from Nisan in the order of the degolim, meaning in the order of the degolim, that in the order that the Klal Yisrael was in the degolim, that's how the 12 months work. So truthfully, you take the 12 months and you separate the 12 months into four chalakim, being the four degolim, starting from Chodesh Nisan, Degel Machne Yehuda, comes Chodesh Tammuz, it's Degel Machne Reuven, comes Chodesh Tishrei, it's Degel Machne Ephraim, it comes tonight, Rosh Chodesh Teves, starts a new Degel, Degel Machne Don. So not only is it a new Shevet, it's a new Degel completely. Every Degel has surely its own Aveda, surely has its own Mahalach that the Degel connects one to another. Chodesh Kislev, according to the Golem, is Binyamin. Chodesh Teves is Don, Degel Machne Don. So if we look at that, we could maybe start working what the Aveda of Kislev is, what the Aveda of Teves is, and what changes when it comes in the middle of Chanukah, towards the end of Chanukah, depending on what year, is it the last 2 days or the last 3 days of Chanukah, they become Chodesh Teves. It has to mean something. The Heilige Chassam Sefer points out a Dover Nifla Admiyet. Everybody knows the Bais Yosef Skasha. So the Heilige Chassam Sefer, if they would have made only 7 days and not 8 days, then in a year not like this year, in a year that Kislev has 30 days, then the last day of Chanukah would be Rosh Chodesh Teves. So Chanukah wouldn't go into the dark days of Teves, would be missing the point of Chanukah. Because one of the points of Chanukah is that the Yontif of Chanukah should pass over the Rosh Chodesh of Teves and go into the simple days of Teves, which are dark, which are Ace of Chedoshim, as we will soon see. And it should go into Ace of Chedoshim, so we made it 8 days, that no matter what the Kviyus Hashanah would be, no matter how the year will come out, Chanukah should enter Teves. So we see that the very important Nekuda, that Chanukah should enter Teves, should go into the Gvul of Teves, the Gvul of Ace of Arasha. What does it mean for us? What is this Aveda? Binyamin represents the Beis HaMikdash. We know that Binyamin, the Beis HaMikdash was built Bechelka Shel Binyamin, except for a Tzua that belonged to Yehuda. But Be'ikr, Binyamin was the Mokem HaMikdash. That's Binyamin. Binyamin Zev Yitrov. Binyamin is the Koyach of Kedusha, the Koyach of building Kedusha, making a Beis HaMikdash, spreading Kedusha, spreading a light of Kedusha onto the world. The Beis HaMikdash, Chazal tell us, Shemisham Yoytze Eira La'Elam. The Beis HaMikdash was the light of the world. It spread light. Don, on the other hand, Don has a very interesting job. From one side, Don was at the end of the Machna, the last of the Machnais. Don is called Ma'asef L'Chala Machnais. He's the one who catches all those who fall back, those who Amalek try to get a hold of. He's the one who takes them into his degel. He's the machzer avedis of Klal Yisrael. He gives back the lost objects of Klal Yisrael. From one side. From the other side, we find that Don has characteristics of Yehuda. He's called an Aryeh. In the brachis of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu says that Don is on the borders of Etz Yisrael. It's Chelkas on the borders of Etz Yisrael. And Don Gur Aryeh, Rashi says on Don Gur Aryeh, that he's also on the borders, so that's why he needs the Koyach of Aryeh. So you see that Don is a warrior, Don is an Aryeh, Don is a protector, Don is a Giber. In Yankov Avinu's Brachos, we find that he is represented as a Nachash. It doesn't mean the Nachash of Tumah, it means the Nachash of Kedusha. So what is the aspect of Don? It could be that we can look at it the following. In fire, there are two koiches in fire. Fire burns. Fire destroys. Fire gives out light. In the Loshen of Chazal, there's an Eisha Seiref and an Eisha Meir. There's a fire that burns, and a fire that is Meir, that gives out light. Chanukah represents both. Fire represents both. It represents both an Eisha Meir, and it represents both an Eisha Seiref. Which one do we do first? The Pasuk tells us, Sur Meira Vasei Teif. So the Pasuk more or less gave us a job. Sur Meira, go away from Meira, and Vasei Teif, and then you can start doing good. I heard from the Rebbe of Yisrael, Schusei Yogn Aleinu. Rebbe Yisrael gave the Luchas, the Dibreis, Anoichi Hashem Elekech Ola Yielecha. The Eibishter was Magnum Anoichi for the Yielecha to tell you that you don't have to purify yourself Ola Yielecha Elehim Acherim before Anoichi Hashem Elekech. You could start with the Asei Teiv, and from the Asei Teiv come to the Sur Meira. Anoichi and then Ola Yielecha. I once had a Machshava. There's a Peledik in Chazal that when the Yidin heard an Eichi Vila Yielecha Poschu Va'amru Baruch Shalai Yosani Goy. Why? Because a Ger Tzedek that comes and says, I want to be Mekabel the Torah, but I'm not ready for everything yet. I want to go to Bislech. You have to be Mekabel. Biz the Gdukei Seferim. The Gemara tells us in Masechtes. In Masechtes Gittin. He has to be mekabel every dikduk of Torah, even the dikdukei sefer. He has to mekabel kalos, chamurais. There's nothing he can leave out. But a yid, anoichi and then a yelecha. Chazal heard that. The klalis heard that. They said, "Abayu dikisimcha, baruch shalei sani goy." I don't have to be geirus. I don't need to go the full length of the way of la yelecha and then anoichi Hashem alekecha. I could start with Anoichi Hashem Elekecha. Chanukah had in it two koiches. Chanukah had in it Nitzochin of Yavon. One part of Chanukah. The other part of Chanukah is lighting the Beis HaMikdash. There's a very big mistake that all of us make. A historical mistake. History we don't know. Ishnas Reish Yud Gimel of the second Beis HaMikdash was the Maisa of Chanukah. But they didn't win over Yov on that. The Mechomes continued for a long time until they took over the Greeks. A few years it took still. So why? Why do we make Chanukah now? And what is the greatness of Chanukah if we still have Mechomes afterwards? The Teretz is very simple. We'll go off the topic for a minute and come back. A melchama, the Tanya tells us in Perek Chavov Chav Zayin, one of the most important parakim to learn, that when two people are fighting, they want to see who's stronger, sitting one against the other, taking the hand of one and the other, who's going to win? Who's going to be able to overcome? Whose muscles are stronger? It has nothing to do with that, Dr. Tanya. The one who is going to have mut, courage, and the one who comes to the table thinking that he's going to win, and the one who's coming there shvach, without courage, that's the one who's going to lose, and that's the one who's going to win. Even if that one's muscles are stronger, even if that one is bigger and greater, because it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with rotzin, it has to do with wanting to win, it has to do with wanting to overcome, it has to do with wanting to show you to show that I'm stronger. Klal Yisrael, when the Greeks took over, were down. Everybody knows what that word means. Everybody suffers from it. When you're down, the Yetzirah has complete shlita over you. You have no way to fight him. The Rebbeinu Shlalem gave us a mess of Chanukah to pick up our spirits that we should be able to win the Melchama. The mess of Chanukah was something to give us the umph, the koyach, the want, I'm going to fight. You see, the Eibishter is with us. He made us a nes. He gave us back the Beis Hamikdash. We had a nes of Chanukah. Now we could fight. Now we could win. That's how they won the Yevonim. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, as long as it took. That's why in Ala Nisim, you say Ala Nisim, and suddenly you say Ala Melchomis. We come to Ryan Ala Melchomis in the middle of Ala Nisim. Which Melchomis? The Melchomis that happened after the Nisim. Because those Melchomis that happened after the Nisim, you won those Melchomis because of the Nisim. The Nisim gave you the ability to win those Melchomis, because it gave you the courage to win those Melchomis. Every Atzlocha in Asei Tev is part of those Nisim. Chanukah is separated into two Yom Tov. Binyamin is Beis HaMikdash, the Nes HaShemen. That's what Chanukah starts with. Then comes Don Melchoma. Then comes Don, the Eish HaSeirif. We start with the Eish HaMeir. We start with the fire of burning for the Nes. Then we go and be Seirif the Ra. Then we go to Don, the second part of the Chedesh, the second part of the Yom Tov, to be Seirif the Ra, to go out to Don, to go out to Melchoma, to take over, to conquer, to get rid of everything that I have wrong with me, or wrong with whatever I have to take away. That's the Avodah of Don. So Chanukah is in the Eish HaMeir and the Eish HaSeirif. It starts with the Eish HaMeir and it ends with the Eish HaSeirif. Teves, the Chedushirim tells us, it's from the Lashon HaTova Saneiris. There are two Avodahs in the Menorah. There was Avodah of lighting the Menorah, and there was Avodah of taking out the Pseilis of the Menorah, taking out all the shmutz of the menorah. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Yuma, Hadlakas Ksheira Bezor. Lighting the menorah, a menorah could be done even by Azor. Hatova is the avodah of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen did Hatova, and so he cleaned the menorah. So Aaron HaKohen is the one who cleans the neshamos. That starts on Teves. Hatova Saneiros. You clean. Teves starts the avodah of Hatova, of cleaning, of taking out the pseilis, of being menakeh, the mesila, menakeh the shemeh, menakeh the efer. Till there is the avodah of lighting, the avodah of the beginning of the avodah, the avodah of lighting the menorah. Then comes the other avodah. Let me tell you over a new year the Ke'imre Emes in Parshas Nosei, Devarim Neiroam Admiyet. The Eibishter told Aaron HaKohen, Omer lahem, koi sevarchos bnei Israel, Omer lahem, yivarecha, Hashem v'yishmerecha, biches kehanim. What does koi sevarchu mean? What is the koi? Says the Imre Emes, anuire de kevart, the Eibishter gave Aaron HaKohen the koyach, koi, no matter how the Yid looks, no matter what matzav the Yid is, tevarchu, you'll give him a baracha and you'll pick him out of the shmutz. That's Aaron HaKohen's koyach. Oyev is Abriya is Mikarv on the Torah. And HaKohen wore an Eifayt. It says in Imre Emes, Eifayt is Rosh HaTeves. Alamda Poishim Drachecha. That's Aaron HaKohen's Aveda. To take everybody, pick them up, to be mative, to pick them up to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Eibishter told him, Koi, no matter how you look, no matter how the Yid is, Tavarchu, give him a Baracha. Chanukah is Chanukai. Starts Chanukah no matter what matzav you are. Kai, the way you are, the Eibishter gives you a light in Chanukah. He gives you Koiches in Chanukah. He gives you an Eish HaMeir in the beginning of Chanukah. Then he wants you to take that Eish HaMeir and use it to be an Eish HaSeirif. To take that Eish HaMeir and grow. Take that fire that I gave you and light that I lit the fire, take it and go further. Go further and destroy the Ra, conquer the Ra, the Koich of Don. So those are our two Koiches. Those are the two Koiches that we have. But it's a lot more than that. In Ergid Al Yov, from my father, Zechon Avrocha, it says, a Moyodiki Yisayt, in Parashas, Teildes, Parashas Yishlach, Nitzochain. When you win a war, what does it mean, Nitzachim? Nitzachim means conquering the enemy. Nitzachim in the world means that when there are two nations and they're fighting over a country, who it belongs to, when I have Nitzachim, it means I was kovish him, I conquered him, he's part of my country. When I'm declared a winner in the war, that means I gained something, I gained property, I gained a country, it became mine. Nitzachim means taking over the enemy and making the enemy mine. And over Niflo he brings. Yaakov Avinu had a mochama with Tzarei Shaleis of the Satan. Yaakov plus Satan is Begematri Yisrael. Because that's where he got the name Yisrael, because he included the Satan in himself. He conquered the Satan. The Satan became part of him. He took the koiches of the Satan for himself. So when we conquered Yavon, we took over Yavon. What does it mean we took over Yavon? What koich in Yavon did we take for ourselves? Which koich from Yavon did we gain after Melchemes Yavon and the Nitzachon of Yavon? What does Chanukah represent? A koich that we gain. The Heilige Chasam Sofer points out something paladic in the Mishnah in Ovis. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Hava Az Kanemer. Yehuda ben Tema tells us we should be like four animals. The first one is a Nemer. And he says afterwards, Yirotz and Shiyabana Beis HaMikdash Mehera V'Yameinu. As far as I hear, that there's an Olam that learns Mishnayos, that's finishing three Storim of Mishnayos. Did you find ever the three Storim of a Mishnayos, a Tefillah, middle of a Mishnah? It's the only place in Shisha Sidra Mishnah that there's a Tefillah, middle of a Mishnah. Why? Mishnayos is not a mokum for tefillah. Mishnayos is a mokum for learning. Where does it come in the tefillah, middle of a Mishnah? Look, the Heilig Chasam Sofer, a Heilig Vot. Azus is a terrible midah. Azus is a terrible midah. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Asponim legehenem. And here Yehuda ben Tema tells us, Have az kaneme. That you're not going to get along in Golus without the midah of Azus. If you're not going to have Azus to yourself, you're not going to be able to withstand the pressures of Golus. So Yehuda ben Tema gave a krechts. I know that we need to use Azus. But Yirotz and Shiyabana Beis HaMikdash, we shouldn't have to use it. But what does this Mishnah teach us, Yehuda ben Tema? That there's a necessity in Golus for Azus. Azus the Kedusha. Azus the Kedusha. What does Azus the Kedusha mean? Ayevesh min amaligim olof. I'm not afraid of anybody. When I'm doing the right thing, I don't care if I'll be called a neb. It doesn't bother me. I'm doing the right thing. So what if everybody calls me a neb? That's called Azus the Kedusha. Azus the Kedusha. In the Nitzachon of Yavon, Yavon is Midas or Azus. The Maral points out two proofs that Yavon is Azus. In the Neil, we find the Mara Navua and the Dalet Malchias. Yavon is Nimshal to a Nemer, to a leopard. Have Azka Nemer. So you see that the Midah of Yavon is Azus. In the Nevuah of the Niel, we learn that each of the four Golosim represent a metal. Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes, Barzel. Nechoshes is Yavon. Nechoshes is Midas HaAzus. Mitzchacha Nechusha. Nechoshes represents Azus. So Yavon represents Azus. What did we gain when we overcame Yavon? We overcame the strength to go into Mahomet. we just spoke before, a person's inability to win a melchama comes because he's weak. Not weak in koichos, weak in rotzein, afraid of the enemy. When we overcame Yavon, we got koichos to go into melchama, to have the others to go into melchama. To have the others of going into Melchama, when you have others to go into Melchama, you of course overcome the enemy because you have all the strength that you need. Because the Yid has all the koichos that he needs to overcome anything. All he has to have is the others to enter the Melchama, the others to take it upon himself, the others to be able to try. And then he'll see he's able to. And that's what we got from Yavon. A nuyridiki koich of others. A nuyridiki koich of others we got. A koyach of Azus the Kedusha that we're able to overcome. We said Azus is Necheshes. There's one day a week which is the greatest koyach to give a person Azus the Kedusha. That's utilizing the Shabbos. I don't know if my mind will remember all the proofs that Shabbos is Necheshes. But let's try. Shabbos is called Shabbosain. Shabbosain is Begematria Necheshes. Yom Shabbos is Begematria Necheshes. Shabbos Lashem is Begematria Necheshes. That's three. There's more. Says the Imre Emes. Tzitz was on the Metzach. Tzitz was mechaper on Azus. What was written on the tzitz? Kodesh Lashem. Shabbos, the Torah says, is Kodesh Lashem. So Shabbos has the same kapara like tzitz. What does it have, the kapara like tzitz? It takes away the Azus that's no good. But on the other side, it gives you the Azus that's good. It gives you the koyach to overcome the Sheish Simei HaMaisa, to go into this world. Person's whole life has to revolve around Shabbos. Shabbos is called Chemdas Hayomim. You say it every Shabbos in davening. What does it mean, Shabbos is Chemdas Hayomim? I saw in the Sefer this week something that's shocking. You can learn the Torah 100 times and not see it, and a Yid that has the eyes to see the things could see something half of a fella. What are the 6 days of the week? Vayev, Vayivoke, Yom Echad, Vayev, Vayivoke, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Hashishi. Those are the 6 days. You know the Rosh Tevis of the 6 days are? Achar Shisha. They're waiting for what comes after the 6 days. Achar Shisha. Echad, Chamishi, Revi, Sheni, Shlishi, Hashishi. The whole Bria is waiting for Achar Shisha. What's going to happen after the 6 days? It's coming Shabbos. That's what gives the whole Bria koyach to exist the whole week. It's because it waits for the Achar Shisha, for what comes after the 6 days. That's Chemdas Hayomim. Why? Because the Yid knows he doesn't have anywhere to take his koyaches from except from Shabbos. Shabbos is what gives him the ability to overcome every trial, every tribulation, every nisayon that there is in Yemei HaMaisa. Shabbos gives you the azus